Organize Me Radio, episode 37, Design and Organize Your Closet. I'm Naima Ford Goldson. Hi, everyone, and welcome to Organize Me Radio. I'm Naima Ford Goldson, and it's just me today, and I will be telling you more about custom closets. So I became a professional organizer in 2012, and I launched my business in 2013. Then in 2015, I became a contained home organizer, which means that I was partnered with the Container Store to offer design and organizing services to their clients. And I realized working through the Container Store that changing up a space is so important because sometimes, you know, you can organize your closet all you want, but if you don't have the proper storage, it'll be hard to maintain. So think having more hanging space, maybe having drawers inside your closet, maybe having a hamper inside your closet, having things that work best for you. So I was partnered with the Container Store from 2015 to 2017. And then in 2017, I moved on to California Closets, where I just had a little bit more control over the designs that I was doing. When I was at the Container Store, I basically would create something and pass it along to their design team in Coppell, Texas. And then they would design it for me. And sometimes things just wouldn't translate. So because of the lack of control, I decided to go to California Closets where I had more control. And the software that California Closets uses is really a really good CAD program. And I think probably one of the best custom closets places that I've been partnered with. I also partnered with Closet Envy. So I left California Closets in 2019 and then moved on to Closet Envy. And now I just mostly work with, as a trade partner with different companies. So let me tell you about how custom closets can change your life. So I got my custom closets in 2018. Well, let me go back because when I was at the Container Store, I added a home office. And I also added an area for my kids in their space. And what we did was we had the bigger shelves, like a 20-inch depth shelf at the bottom, and that was the desk. And then we had smaller shelves on the top. So for my home office, we had 12-inch shelves at the top. For my kids, it was more so to store their toys. So we had 6-inch depth shelves at the top. And then I got my California closets when I moved into my new home. So I did custom closets for myself, my kids, and then one of the guest rooms. And then we also changed up the area in the laundry room. So in the laundry room, we had one wire rack and I changed it to have a cabinet on one side, and it's a pretty big cabinet. It's about 30 inches wide. And then on the other side, we have a hanging space. And it's the hanging space is pretty high up. It goes over the washer. And my washer is one that opens at the top. So it was very important for me to make sure I had space to open up the washing machine. So that's the reason why I had the hanging up there. I don't really hang dry a lot of things, but I definitely think it is useful for when I do need it. And then whoever moves into this house afterwards, then they have that option as well. And then I still have enough space in my cabinet to store everything that I need in the laundry room. Now, in my closet, I love my closet. I share my closet with my husband. So I don't love it. I don't love that part of it. I would prefer to have my own closet. However, I always say that I don't really consider myself a minimalist, but I am more minimalistic than most. And I will let you know that because, you know, the closet that my husband and I have, our closet is not big. It's not big at all. You go into the closet, I have one side, he has another side. I have a 36-inch section of double hang and all of my clothes fit into that section. And then I have a 30-inch section of long hanging. And then, so if my husband has long hanging, he'll put his things in that area as well. So I'll have like maxi dresses, any long coats, regular cocktail dresses in that long hang area. And I have just enough space to fit everything. I even have space to fit more if needed. However, I just don't find the need to hang, I don't find the need to add more to my closet just because I have the space. So I think that's important to make sure that you're not adding more just because you have the space. You want to make sure that you're only keeping the pieces that you absolutely love, okay? And then in my closet, I have all of my clothes. So I don't change out my clothes seasonally. I used to, but I feel like it's just too much of a task to do that, right? So I have all of my fall, winter, summer, spring clothes all in the same closet, and they all fit into that area. My 36 inch area of double hang, my 30 inch area of long hang, and then I have my shoes. So the average woman has about 45 pairs of shoes. I was kind of around that average a few years ago, and then I just looked into my closet and I pared it down by half. So all of my shoes are able to fit in the cabinet that I created in my closet. My husband's shoes are in our closet as well. He has three short hang areas. So he has an area of double hanging, but then he also has the short hang with his shoes above. So I really, really, really love my closet. It was so fun designing it. One of my favorite things that I use in my closet is my valet rod. I use my valet rod every day. If you don't know what a valet rod is, Google it. It's basically a piece that is installed in your closet and you can pull it out and you can use it to lay out clothes, plan outfits, whatever. I absolutely love using my valet rod, and I think it's the thing that my husband and I use just about every single day. Another thing that I love that I have in my closet is my hamper. So I have one of those tilt down hampers, and it's just great because it's hidden. So the hamper is below two drawers. So one of the drawers belongs to my husband, the other drawer is mine, and then the hamper is right below it. It's seamless. It looks built in. You wouldn't know it was a hamper until you pulled it down. So that's great. Another one of the accessories that I love in my closet is my the hooks that I have. So I will use the hooks for belts, and I will use the hooks for robes and things of that nature. I also have a pullout belt rack that I use for scarves. So my pullout back belt rack are used for scarves, and then my husband has a pullout tie rack. He uses it for ties, and he uses it for his belt. So getting a custom closet can really maximize the space in your house. So if you are having issues where you're not sure if you can really organize your closet to the best that it can be, consider getting yourself a custom closet. And there are so many places that you can go. Most places will offer a free consultation. If you go to a place like the Container Store, all you have to do is take the measurements of your closet. And I actually have a YouTube video that shows you how to take measurements of your closet. So if you go to my YouTube page, Restore Order with Naima, you'll be able to find that there. I show a tutorial on measuring my kids' closet. And it also shows if you have angled ceilings, because I know sometimes it might be intimidating because you have the slope ceilings and you're not exactly sure how to measure that. Well, I show you exactly how to do it in that tutorial. Now, other things to consider when you are getting a custom closet is taking the inventory of what you have. Too many times people will get a custom closet and not take into account what actually needs to be stored in that closet. That's very, very important. You don't want to go into it assuming that you might have enough space for everything. Take that inventory, okay? And what I mean by that is counting your shoes. counting the width of how many hanging clothes you have. So you're counting the width of your short hanging clothes. You're counting the width of your long hanging clothes. Along with the width, you also wanna measure the height of your clothes. Because in my closet, I am 5'6". My husband is 6'3". Our short hanging should not be at the same height. Our short hanging should not be super, super high to where I can't reach, or super low to where his clothes will drag. It's okay to have different heights in different areas of the closet. So keep that in mind. So in my area of the closet, I have 37 inches of height between each short hang section. In his area of the closet, he has 43 inches of height in his short hang sections. So keep that in mind. When it comes to your shoes, you're going to wanna measure your shoes at the widest area, okay? So you put your shoes, put a pair of shoes together, measure it at the widest point, and then that will help you to know how much you can fit in each shelf. Generally, a woman can fit about 4 pairs of shoes on a 30-inch shelf, whereas a man could fit about 3 pairs. Usually a man's shoes are about 8 inches wide, a pair, 8 inches per pair, and a woman is about 7 per pair. But of course, it also varies on the type of shoes. If it's an athletic shoe is usually a little bit wider. If it is more of a dress shoe is not as wide, okay? Then you also want to take into account if you have taller shoes. So think heels, think boots, okay? A lot of times you might need, if you are planning on storing your boots upright, then you would need about 20 inches of space on that shelf. So 20 inches of height in order to store your boots in that area, unless you decide that you're gonna fold them over. And then also heels. Take the height of those heels. You might need about 8 or 9 inches in between, sometimes about 7 inches. 7 inches, I think, is a good happy medium of height between shelves. So another good thing about getting a custom closet is you can customize it to your liking. That means the colors, the hardware, and finishes. In my closet, I have a gray base. And then the drawer fronts are called Tuscan Moon. So it's kind of like a lighter wood tone. It has texture. And then my hardware is gold. So I created that color palette for my closet. In my kids' closet, I did the same gray base, cashmere is what it's called. And then I did a navy, a matte navy drawer front in their closet, as well as their hamper is a matte navy, and it's just so fun. There are also options to where you can do a shaker drawer or door front. You can do aluminum doors. You can do glass inserts in those aluminum doors. You can have frosted glass, clear glass, a glass with color. You can do a red color. You can do a blue color. You can do acrylic fronts. You don't have to use hardware at all. You can do a push to open door or drawer. You know, you can have jewelry in your drawers in your closet. There are so many things that you can do with a custom closet. The possibilities are endless. So I really love getting into spaces and completely transforming the space. So if you're calling me to come, what I will do is I will go into your space. I will measure everything. I'll measure all of the walls. I'll measure all of the obstructions. So think light switches, outlets, vents, anything, windows, anything that might get in the way of your custom design. And then I design around that. And then choosing the colors, it's so fun. Usually I'll work with the client, we'll look through the colors, we'll look through the different hardware. You know, you can get Lucite hardware, you can get hardware that looks like diamonds, you can get different colors, you can get more heavy duty hardware. You can go there, it's just the possibilities are endless. And let me tell you, it is very life changing. Once you have your custom closet, there's no way that you will go back or be satisfied with the wire shelving. I just, wire shelving just kind of makes me like shake my head, you know, especially with builders just throwing in wire shelving into new homes. So I definitely recommend getting yourself a custom closet. I love mine, and I know that you will love yours. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of Organize Me Radio. Be sure to tune in next time for an all-new episode.